Esto es Enrique Santos en Overtime.
All right, so si ves el nombre de este hombre que tengo aquí a continuación, tú, en español tú dirías a Chal, porque es A.C.H.A.L. A Chal. Y en inglés dirías H.A.L.
H.A.L.
H.A.L. And he's right here.
What's so up?
How you doing, man? Welcome.
Gracias.
Does it matter to you? As long as you just play my music, I don't care how you say my name.
No, I mean, I care a little bit because sometimes some girls in the South be saying H.A.L.
Okay, like hey child?
H.A.L., yeah.
Like a D at the end?
Sí, sí. And then in like, una gringa dicen como H.A.L. You know, después dicen A-Chal. It don't matter to me, though.
All right.
I don't know. As long as they're smiling, you know.
Oficialmente es A-Chal.
A-Chal.
¿Y tú eres peruano?
Sí, sí.
Cuéntanos, ¿de qué parte de Perú?
Bueno, nací en Lima, pero la familia de mi papá es de Trujillo, que es the coast.
Uh-huh.
Y mi mamá es como del norte, de Puno.
Cool.
Tipo indígena, sí.
¿A qué edad te fuiste de Perú y entonces fuiste a Nueva York?
A los cinco años.
Fui
a Queens, sí. Estaba en Queens un rato y después me fui a Boston.
Cool. Boston. Yeah. All right, that's where extreme. You're part of town.
And I'm from Springfield. It's Western Mass.
But
everybody thinks that
it's a little Puerto Rico. That's like a hidden Puerto Rico.
Exactly. So, you know what I'm saying? But it's the cliche. Massachusetts, they think that every town is Boston.
All right. So where do the Peruvians hang out in Boston? In Massachusetts? In Boston.
To be honest, I think East Boston.
East Boston.
But I had no Peruvian friends growing up. Never.
You were all by yourself?
Yeah, I was like the only. I had to lie sometimes and say I was Puerto Rican or something just to fit in. Because shit got awkward.
I'd be like, I'm Peruvian.
How's your Puerto Rican accent?
It got worse because I live in L.A. now. So I don't even. Now
your
I'm Mexican.
Accent's all
you know
fucked
what I mean?
Up right now.
Yeah. Now I'm Mexican out there.
Well, at least when you're up there in Boston, at least you're probably the only one that knows how to cook well. Because Peruvians, you guys know how to eat.
Yo, my mom and everybody knows is one of the best cooks. Like, everyone will go.
What's your mom's
crib,
favorite plate?
Bro, arroz con huevo.
Arroz con huevo? But arroz con huevo, that's anybody can make that.
Nah, I mean, you make it different. You know, anyone can make a song too. But this shit is.
But I mean, come on, rice and eggs, you fry the rice, and right, Gina?
You got the right.
Claro, pero yo creo que los peruanos tienen que hacer algo diferente porque si hay algo que tiene espectacular es la comida.
Es el ajo y la cebolla. El ajo y la cebolla.
La leche tigre.
Oh, yeah, el ceviche.
Oh,
the ceviche
yes.
is fantastic. Your mom should hang out with my mom. My mom, the only thing she knows how to make is eggs Benedict.
Why you always gotta put your mom under the bus
That's
like that,
the
bro?
Truth.
Again?
She messes everything else up. But last time I said this on the radio, I screwed up because then that very same afternoon, she Googled how to make meatloaf. And I got home and was like, mira, mijo, I made you some meatloaf. Para que no ande diciendo en la radio que yo no sé cocinar. So I had to pay for it.
Spam, yeah. Nah, she makes a lot of shit. She makes como lomo saltado.
Oh, man.
There you go.
Man.
Yeah. Actually, I'm thinking about it. She heard me say arroz con huevo. She get hot right now.
Right? Like, all the things that I made.
Yeah, she made
Enrique was right. You talk about arroz con huevo. Anybody can make arroz con huevo. Make arroz con huevo.
I don't know
huevo.
If you eat lentejas.
Lentejas. It's fantastic, too.
Yeah.
As a kid, I didn't like lentejas. But now, I can tear up a good plate of lentejas.
Hell yeah.
All right, so I'm sorry because we're talking about a lot of food because it's almost lunchtime. But you're here to talk about your music.
Yeah.
So how did you get into it? How did you get into music?
Well, I mean, how I get into the music industry and how I got into music, two different things. How I got into the music industry, because I was a Peruvian artist doing weird ass music,
mm-hmm.
like at first I was like, man, there's no place for me for in this industry, really.
What would you describe as weird ass music or what other people saw as weird?
Because I was mixing in, like, even though I was Latino, like I was mixing in other things like rock, electronic. It was very alternative, you know what I mean? The things I was talking about wasn't like mamieta. So like, it was a little different at the time. It was like 3-4 years ago. So I was writing songs for like J-Lo, Rita Ora. I was working with Pharrell, Meek Mill, a bunch of people just to be in the room. And I was always the only Latino in the room, never mind Peruvian, you know what I mean?
Who was the first big name to be interested in some of your work?
Oh man, a lot of people. But I would say J-Lo was a big moment for me because my family, that's the first person my family knew. You know what I mean? Everyone else, they don't know who Meek Mill is. They don't care.
Mami, estoy trabajando con Meek Mills. ¿Quién? Jennifer Lopez va a grabar uno de mis temas.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Cambió todo porque mi papá no me soportaba, no me apoyaba con la música. Pero al momento que dije Jennifer Lopez y vio la placa, dice, wow, mi hijo sí lo ha hecho y está orgulloso ahora. Since then, shit's changed, you know? Ahora está bien orgulloso. Acaban de ir toda mi familia desde Perú a apoyarme en Chile, que acabo de cantar en Chile, en La Palooza.
Felicidades.
Gracias. Y fueron 12 personas desde Perú. fueron a verme.
Really?
Sí, mi abuelo que tiene.
So they travel from Peru to Chile to see his family, your grandfather.
Sí.
Mi abuelo. How was that to have your grandfather?
My grandfather just turned 99.
Wow, yeah, God bless him. That's awesome.
Yeah, he got like 30 kids, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
How many do you have?
None.
None. How many are you planning to have? Man. Like, abuelo had enough for the rest of the family.
There was no social media back then, as
right.
You
know. Yeah, make your own movies.
Yo, I'm scared that a kid might pop out like next year, like, yo,
uh-oh.
Daddy, what's up?
You know what I mean?
So I want to put it in
Daddy,
the air.
So you get a phone call. Remember in Chile? Remember the after party in Chile?
Facts.
Daddy. Facts. Daddy.
Yeah.
What were we listening to this morning before you came in? Love and Hennessy. So this song, you did the song, and then Nicky Jam did the remix to it.
Yeah, I met Nicky backstage at the Latin Grammys. Bro, he's such a cool person. Like,
yeah,
es bien humilde, trabajador, se ve que una persona buena de familia. Y we just clicked right away. He said, I like the song Love and Hennessy. Let me get on it. Y I already had 2 Chainz on there too. So having someone like...
You wore 2 Chainz in the video?
Why only
2 Chainz?
I didn't do the video because it was... Cause
I tried to do a stupid joke. You're supposed to laugh. 2 Chainz, remember? 2 Chainz is awesome.
Yeah,
Love
2 Chainz is one of the best rappers alive. People don't... He's one of the most underrated artists. He's never had a bad verse in life. I think he's one of the best. But yeah, at that time, Nicky was shooting his Netflix thing that he put out.
El Ganador.
Which is crazy. And he's like, bro, I really want to do it, but I'm shooting this Netflix shit. I got to do it for 2 months. Que no tengo tiempo. And 2 Chainz, he was down, but I wanted both of them to be in the video. So we couldn't make it work. But I mean, it's going to be more shit coming. So
something happening with Balvin. Because I see your timeline on all your pictures on Instagram. And I see J Balvin be liking all your pictures and all your videos. I'm like, I think Balvin probably has something.
Balvin knows what's next.
YouTube, he
knows
what's next. But we want to know what's next.
Yeah, he knows to put the stamp on the right shit. And plus, beyond that, me and Balvin have a personal relationship. We met in New York about a year and a half ago. I had done a show. He came. And then after that, we went to the club. We went to Up and Down. And made a movie Up and Down, bro. And he was there. He saw it. He's like, damn, y'all don't know about this dude, but he got New York rocking. So
who paid for the bottles in the after? You know, in the VIP.
Bro, you know we never pay for that. Up and Down pay for that.
There you go.
Come on, man. I ain't gonna show up unless it's a bag. You know what I mean? I ain't going out for free.
I gotta go drinking with that child, man.
Definitely.
This sounds good. Are you a sneaker freak just like Balvin is?
I'm a classic dude, you know. I stick to my Uptowns, I stick to my leather boots, I stick to pretty much that. That's what I stick to the classics. I got different versions of, I got some rare classic pieces, you know what I'm saying? But my hair make up for all that, so we good.
That's what's up. I was with Balvin in New York when he went to Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
And we went to go eat beforehand. And so he had a guy that came through with some sneakers. Yeah. But it felt like a drug deal.
Yeah.
Because he like comes in, he had like 3 like sneaker boxes, and he's looking around. He comes in the back door. He's like, look, check this out. Look what I got, man. And he opens up all these boxes and all these cool Nikes with all these different colors. And, you know.
Yeah. Balvin was going crazy.
Oh, he was going nuts. Oh, no, I want these. I want 15 of these. I want 3 of these. I want 4 of these.
Mm-hmm.
He was going crazy. But it felt like it was like a dope deal, but with Nike.
You're sneaker freak?
It was not really. I
like the all whites.
The whites are cool. You know what happens with the Jeezys? They end up once you wash them once, the bottoms turn like yellow.
Yeah.
Is that just my idea, or that happens?
No, that happens.
That happens, right?
That happens. Yeah. You gotta just put tape on that shit.
Tape.
Put some tape. Yeah.
On the bottom?
Fuck it.
Really?
Yeah.
And that way it'll turn yellow.
Put some white tape.
But then you look weird walking around with tape. Oh, you gotta cut it right.
Cut it right.
All right, let's talk about your new song. So this is called. Is it called 3 zeros? Is it called 000000? Is it 000000? Or is it in Espanol 3 0?
Seis ceros.
Seis ceros.
It's 3, bro. You said 3 is 6, man. Seis ceros, 6 zeros.
What did I say?
3. 3 0? 3 0? I'm all fucked up. I ain't tripping.
Seis ceros.
Seis ceros, 6 zeros. Yo.
Let's hear it. Achal, 6 ceros. When I was around, you never looked my way. It's a fast life, mommy, things gon' change. I was never the type to complain. I did my own thing, private, 6 zeros. Now it's nice to meet you. Back then when I see you, I'm like, no, 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 no. I can't be mad with you. It's so cold when yo te digo. But mommy, no te necesito, no, 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 no. Porque tú no me quieres con nadie. No me quieres con nadie. You don't want me with nobody, no.
when the problem ain't about you. What's to say about you? Hablando pura mierda when you waste it. You can't even hold a conversation. I mean, I'm running out of patience. Running out of ways for me to fake it. But keep it 100 that you have faith. When I was around, you never looked my way. It's a fast life, mommy, things gon' change. I was never the type to complain. I did my own thing. Private, 6 zeros. Now it's nice to meet you. Back then when I see you, we're like, no, 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 no. I can't be mad with you. You're so cool when yo te digo. But mami, no te necesito, no. Con nadie, tú no me quieres con nadie. You don't want me with nobody, no.
Tres ceros. Achal, lo nuevo.
Six zeros.
What did I say? Yeah, tres.
Six zeros.
Why I kept saying three?
I don't know, man.
Smack me, man. No, I keep saying, I'm changing the name of your song. Seis ceros.
Seis ceros.
Seis ceros.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that one. Seis ceros. Hot.
Tomorrow when you play it, make sure it say ceros.
Can you imagine?
Tonight when you play it, say ceros.
Seis ceros. I won't forget, I promise. Seis ceros. All right, let's see what Balvin's doing at this time in the morning.
Whoa.
Let's see if he's up.
He probably buying sneakers right now.
I'm going to tell him. Hey, Bobby. Good morning, brother. Tú me escuchas? No me escuchas? He can't hear me, Xavier. How about now? ¿Me escucha ahora?
A mí no me va a poner en entrevistas de esas raras, weón.
Si estás en vivo y mira, tengo un amigo tuyo que está aquí. Wants to say what's up.
Oh,
yo, my dog. Dímelo.
My G.
What's poppin', bro?
What's up?
What's poppin', my G?
Oh, yeah?
Damn, I like that super blonde, bro. Hair. I see the blonde hair. Switching the steez.
Come on. I'm always like that. What's up, bro?
Aquí, we were just talking about you.
No way, I hope it's good things.
Great things. I was asking Achal when the song's coming with you guys, the collab. Because I see you be liking all his stuff. We all like his stuff, his videos and his pictures and everything that he does.
He asked, I ain't say nothing, he asked.
Achal is fire, man. Everything he does is great.
Where you at?
Miami.
Oh, you're in Miami, you didn't call me?
Oh,
bye, bitch. I'm out. I'm gonna come to Miami and not call me. That's fucked up. Balvin's so cool. Nah, he's so real.
He won't take it personal.
He's always, huh?
He won't take it personal.
He won't take it. Now, don't take it personal if I mess up the name of your song. Call it three zeros anymore. It's six zeros.
Say
zero. Say zero. Achal, all the best, bro. On social media, you're A.Chal.
A.Chal, A.Chal. Apunto Chal.
Oye, no hablamos de la dueña también, that you did with Darrell Fuego también dancing.
Yeah.
Anybody
yeah.
that who else you wanna fuck with? You think we'd like to invite and BB and do something with, to collab with? ¿Quién te falta right now? If you can pick any name on the list right now.
This song is fire, bro. La dueña, shit. I don't know. People gotta want to collab with me. I think personally.
There you go.
Cause I think I got a whole new sauce to offer. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's going, when they grow, they gonna see. But I think they should be trying to collab with me. I think my name should be in their mouths. I don't really gotta say no one.
I think that's the way to think about it. I like that. I like that.
Hell yeah.
Let's hear a little bit of this. I like this. La dueña, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ella me saca a pasear toda la noche entera. Porque soy un perro, pero ella la dueña. La dueña, la dueña. Lo que yo no sé, ella me lo enseña. La dueña, la dueña. La que no se vende, tampoco se empeña. La que me sabe joder. Tiene ese poder.
Pa' que sepa.
Ella se pone a bailar.
Now, you messing with the modeling stuff too, because I've seen you in Gap commercials. Mm-hmm. También como en Segna también.
Yep, Zenya. I did Stussy. I did Essence. I did Mr. Porter. I did The Gap. And I got some big stuff coming too. And I got my own stuff too, Ropa Gaz. That's at gazi.world, gazi.world. Pero sí, dándolo duro todo lado.
That's hot. Yeah, what do your parents think about that?
they love that shit. You know,
you're like
you
get a fashion icon too.
I mean, I ain't gonna fashion icon, never see a fashion icon. But I mean, I dress myself. I say that I got no stylist. Shout out Montana, you know, no stylist. And I mean, I don't know. I think my shit's authentic. That's how I see it. You know, I put together like what people are scared to put on. I don't follow trend. And, you know, big brands, they like that. But now I'm getting to a point where I'm being picky in who I work with.
You have to.
And also as a Latino, I think it's dope for me because, like I said, I'm always the only Latino in that room. You know what I mean? So I always feel like I got this, I could bring that energy. I try to bring that energy. Even if I'm chill, I'm like, yo, I'm Latino, I got to make this shit hot. You know what
I
mean?
Right, right. So, yeah. What do you think about the people that don't get it? Like you see, you know, I mentioned to you about it the other day, you know, on Jimmy Fallon, Daddy Yankee just a couple weeks ago on James Corden, you know? And it's like people are freaking out. Oh my God! You know, it's almost like for a lot of people, you guys seem like new artists. Am I explaining myself? Like J Balvin is like for someone that is not into our music, to Latino music. Yeah. Like, who's this guy J Balvin? Who's this guy Daddy Yankee? They don't realize that they've been around for
a minute. Hell yeah. Rightfully so. I've been around for a bit too. Like, I've been putting out music independently, but I feel like they came from a Latin space where they're already big.
Right.
I came from more like of an underground space where people like, man, Rocky, Drake, Travis, like all co-signed. The Migos try to sign me because like I came from a whole nother angle. So where, you know, and everyone, we trying to reach this middle part here, which is the masses, you know. So for me to come from that side and I happen to be Latino, it's a different story. You know, it's not like I blew up. I could have gone to Peru and blew up there first because it would have been easier. Mm-hmm. But for me, it's like being authentic to who I am. My people, they're all in the States. So I wanted to make sure I pop off there first in my own way. And then it's a different story. You know what I'm saying?
Achala, I really enjoyed this conversation with you. Please come back more often.
For sure.
All definitely, right, man. Definitely. All the best to you.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you, Baba. Achala. A.Chal on social media.
6-0, 6-0.
6-0. Coño, Enrique, remember, it's 6-0, no 3-0.
No 3-0.
You know what it is? My brain from saying 3-0, 5-0, I'm probably the 3 automatically wants to take me to the 0. I just need to wake up.
It's all good, bro. You good.
Mondays are rough, man.
Nah, man.
Had a long weekend.